Belinda Audio and Zaffa Publishing present this unabridged recording of Lie in Wait, written by G.J. Minette and read by Joe Jameson.
"How long now, would you say?"
she asks. Out of the roundabout, up into third and accelerating away, engines screaming like a harpy till he manages to slam the mule of a gear stick into fourth. Gently doesn't seem to cut it anymore. Gearbox nearly shot to pieces. Probably got another 5,000-10,000 miles left in it, according to Vic at the garage. Then he's going to have to start looking for a replacement. New truck altogether would be nice, but a couple of years away at least. Even stumping up for a reconditioned gearbox is going to leave him a bit stretched. Willie says it's his own fault for never showing any ambition.
"Brain the size of a planet! Why the fuck are you pissing around with lawnmowers for a living?"
Swears a lot, does Willie. You can pick him up on it as much as you like, but it never does any good. Straight back at you, effing this, sodding that.
20 minutes, he mumbles. Maybe less.
What, Worthing, or the hotel?
Don't know the hotel.
He's told her this already, wishes she'd listen. Like he's got nothing better to do than answer stupid questions. Engine starts to shudder as the needle creeps up to 50. In the headlights, he can make out the number plate of the car in front. GR02ZMM. Total equals 79. The calculation automatic. The irritation instantaneous. Prime number, he thinks to himself. So, overtake or drop back? One or the other. Anything, as long as he doesn't stay too close. Quick check to see what's coming the other way, and it's non-stop headlights. So he eases his foot back on the accelerator and watches as the car in front starts to pull away despite itself. Stupid, he thinks. You wouldn't drive a car with faulty brakes or with tyres that were almost down to the rim. Why is it that people will happily pour their faith into so many leaky vessels in life? Looks, dress code, personality. And yet ignore the certainty of numbers. People lie. They lie all the time. Only numbers are constant.
Okay, Julie says, holding up her iPhone. Just shout when we get anywhere near Worthing and I'll switch on Google Maps.
They're heading out into open countryside now. Yapton and Barnum away to their left. Streetlights racing off into the distance in his rearview mirror. He risks a quick sideways glance. Can't really see her face, not clearly. There's the glow from the dashboard and the oncoming headlights that strafe across her features, causing the lenses of her spectacles to flash for an instant. Otherwise, nothing. Darkness.